Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. We are observing more and more a push towards building the Third Temple in Jerusalem. Many Jews believe in the necessity to build that temple so that the Messiah can come. And many Christians also believe in the necessity to build the Third Temple so that Jesus Christ can return, and they all understand that the Third Temple has to be built prior to the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. I'd like to begin with an article which has an indirect relationship with the temple. And that article was published by IFCI on February 4, talking about a pilgrimage route to the Temple Mount. And this is what it says. The Pilgrim's Pass, or Pilgrimage Road, is a 2,000-year-old stone trail and staircase leading up to the Temple Mount from the southern part of the City of David. The 600-meter route was discovered more than 20 years ago and has been under excavation ever since. Now the digging has been completed and the pass is officially open to the public with an inaugural walk taking place on January 20. The Times of Israel reported on February 2, the pilgrimage road is believed to have built in the first years of the Common Era by either King Herod or Governor Pontius Pilate as the leading artery through which visitors ascended to the temple from the south. Uncovering the road has not come without controversy. The East Jerusalem site is in an area considered by Israel to be an integral part of the capital, but recognized by much of the international community as under Israeli occupation. Jewish and historical sources describe how, towards the end of the Second Temple period, millions of pilgrims would flock to Jerusalem for the annual festivals of Passover, Shavuot, Pentecost, and Sukkot, which is the Feast of Tabernacles, as the city and the temple reached the apex of their splendor after Herod renovated and expanded them. Notably, in September, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio attended the site's inaugural ceremony. So this was more like an indirect reference to the necessity of building the temple. But here come very direct commands, if you please. Israel 365 News reported on January 16, the Sanhedrin issued a declaration containing a direct call to Iranian leadership. We call upon the leaders of all the peoples in Iran to walk in the path of Cyrus, king of Persia, to support the building of the temple on the Temple Mount, and even to ascend and pray there in the places designated for the descendants of Noah. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. Isaiah 56, verse 7. The Sanhedrin was reconstituted in 2004 after nearly 1,500 years of absence. Its members believe the generation has arrived when prophecy will be fulfilled and the temple will be rebuilt. The declarations are legal rulings with the force of biblical law, not suggestions. They represent the Sanhedrin's assertion of its role as a supreme legal authority for the Jewish people. Now that brings me to the Knesset, because there's a direct relationship between the Sanhedrin and the Knesset. Before I go into an article which I'd like to quote to you, let me just say that the 120-member Knesset passes all laws, elects a president, presently Isaac Herzog, and the prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, approves the cabinet, supervises the work of the government, among other things. In addition, the Knesset has a power to remove the president and to dissolve the government in a vote of no confidence, to dissolve itself, call new elections. The prime minister, Netanyahu, may also dissolve the Knesset. So you see that Netanyahu has quite a role to play when it comes to the Knesset. Now, the article by Israel 365 News stated this on February 3. A massive stone vessel carved 1,800 years ago and used by Jews in the Galilee to maintain ritual purity now sits in the halls of Israel's Knesset. The timing is deliberate. As a parliament building marks its 60th anniversary, this archaeological treasure forces an unavoidable question. Can the Knesset truly claim to be the heir of the Sanhedrin while ignoring the institution that made the ancient court legitimate, the temple in Jerusalem? The exhibition celebrates continuity, but avoids the uncomfortable truth. The original Sanhedrin derived its authority from the temple. And without actively pursuing the temple's restoration, the modern Knesset remains an incomplete successor. The sages understood this as a positive commandment incumbent on each generation to build and maintain the temple when circumstances permit. Israel today has sovereignty over Jerusalem. It has the political and military capability to control the Temple Mount, the technological and architectural expertise to construct the third temple exists. What is missing is not ability, but will, particularly the Knesset's will, to assert Jewish rights as a site. The Knesset passes laws about the Supreme Court and the economy, but avoids legislation addressing Jewish worship rights on the Temple Mount or advancing plans for the temple's reconstruction. The modern Knesset must take concrete steps toward enabling the Third Temple. This means passing legislation affirming Jewish sovereignty over the Temple Mount, allocating resources for preparation of temple service, and supporting the training of Kohanim priests for eventual temple duties. Visitors should see a challenge to the current leadership to complete what the Sanhedrin in exile could only dream of, the restoration of full Jewish sovereignty over the Temple Mount and the rebuilding of the house that gives the Knesset its true legitimacy as heir to Israel's ancient institutions of governance. Now, in the Knesset, there are, of course, those who don't want to necessarily build the temple. There are others who actually are for building the temple now. Benjamin Netanyahu is kind of wavering back and forth because several years ago he already has said that it's time now to build the third temple. And then you have Donald Trump. Donald Trump, who has been named many times as a person who will have to build, or at least helping to build, the Third Temple. A Jewish delegation of the Sanhedrin came to him during his first period when he was in power and told him he has a duty, like ancient King Cyrus, to build the Third Temple. And it's interesting what Donald Trump said. He asked him, how much time do I have left? So he knows what his responsibility is. Right now he's getting involved in all kinds of projects, but not in the one which he should be working on. How much time does he have left? Now God has given him a certain amount of time. But if he is not fulfilling that responsibility, God can easily remove him and give that responsibility to somebody who will build that third temple. Because let me just say this. Without building of the third temple, Jesus Christ cannot return. So by refusing to do so, one is actually delaying the return of Christ. And God will only allow this for a certain time. So the time is there to build that third temple. And hopefully people wake up to that responsibility and do it soon. Because when you ask me, do I believe that the third temple is going to be built soon? My answer would be, yes, I do believe that. Let's keep watching and let's keep praying that Jesus Christ will return soon to this earth. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Lang for the Standing Watch program.